This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, America. This is the Gun Owners News Hour. I am your host, Bill Frady. And, of course, now we have a different landscape to look at. But it's not really that different, is it? As I speak of this, I am realizing the new reality that the Democrats have retaken the House, which is not so much that they beat the Republicans. When they retook the House, what they did was they rushed into a house that was deserted. Let me explain what this means, okay? I know that most of you, the Democrats, a lot of them are still running on gun control. I don't expect to see any gun control come out of this particular thing to begin with, because they think they're going to make a lot of political hay investigating Trump. And Trump, he's triangulating brilliantly here. He's called Nancy Pelosi. He said, "I support you as Speaker of the House." And he said, "And I'll help you get the votes if you run into any trouble with your caucus," which is sheer genius. Simply because now he's saying to Nancy Pelosi, "I want to work with you. I want to do what's right for the country. That's all I'm about. I just want to do what's right for the country. Do you want to do what's right for the country, Nancy?" And at the same time, he's saying, if they choose to continue to investigate me continually, despite the fact that there's no evidence of me doing anything wrong ever, we'll have them investigated because they'll be wasting taxpayers' money, and I'm just not going to have that. So Trump has staked out his case brilliantly. So what do I think happened? I think item number one, 38 Republicans abandoned the House of Representatives. I say abandoned. Let me explain why I say abandoned. One of them was mine, Trey Gowdy. I've known Trey Gowdy since before he was elected to the House of Representatives. I have a high degree of respect for him. I have interviewed him numerous times. I've sat down with him numerous times. And at the same time, I think he would agree with me that he never accomplished anything in the House of Representatives. I think he may have actually quit for the right reason. The other 37, I'm not so sure. And as far as I know, Trey may have quit for the wrong reason. But let me give you an example. For 8 years after Obamacare was passed, because if you remember, when President Obama was elected, the Democrats had control of the House and the Senate, and then they took the presidency. They had it all, just like we have had in the first 2 years of Trump's presidency. Now, Trump has accomplished a lot more than Obama did in his first 2 years. I mean, he has accomplished a lot more. He's got a roaring economy going along. There's more jobs than there are people to work them, or at least that's what we thought until the people that got out of the job market started showing up too. And he's addressing a lot of issues, immigration being one of them. That's a big issue. Of course, that's the one the Democrats like. One of the things that the Republicans in the House told us when they retook the House in 2010 is we will rescind Obamacare if we only have the power, and we need the Senate to do that. So then they got the Senate. So then they said, in order for us to complete the job, we need the presidency. And then they got the presidency. Now, the House voted seven or eight times, maybe six or seven or eight times. I don't know how many times. They voted more than one time to repeal Obamacare. And then they sent it to Obama's desk, and then it was a veto, of course, after the Republicans retook the Senate. This time, they get out there, and now they've got the presidency, they've got Trump, and now they don't want to do it under Trump. Well, we need to repeal and replace it, and we have nothing to replace it with. Why don't you just replace it with what is out there in every other market where you go out and purchase something, which is the free market? And no, I'm not naive. I know that there's a difference between the free market and a real free market. Yes, please. But that never happened. So here we have them with an opportunity to actually do something, and they did not. That's what happened in the House. And then 38 of these guys decided to quit because I guess they just didn't have the stomach to perform. On the other hand, in the Senate, Mitch McConnell looked at what Harry Reid started, where he got out there and started getting rid of the filibuster and the 60 votes and all this other stuff, because they're the upper house and they do all of the considerations. And he moved a lot of things simply to being simple majority, because that's what the Democrats began. He imposed the same rules on them that they imposed upon the Republicans. He moved the needle. He moved everything. There's been more judicial appointees. There's been two Supreme Court justices. There will be a third. We gained ground in the Senate because the Senate woke up, especially with the Kavanaugh hearing. The Senate came alive with the Kavanaugh hearing, and that mattered. That mattered. Claire McCaskill is gone. Joe Manchin is still here. Joe Manchin voted for Kavanaugh's confirmation. Claire McCaskill did not. So the Senate performed and the House did not. So what will be the big difference going forward as far as with Republicans in the House? Well, they didn't perform for 2 years. They did easy things. Tax reform was an easy thing to do. That was an easy thing to do. They had the wind at their backs on that one. They didn't do a lot of things they should have done. There's no immigration reform. Obamacare has not been repealed. There's a lot of things they didn't do. So the net difference is going to be here that the ball is now in the hands of the Democrats, and they will get a chance to show what they intend to do for the American people. And they will not do anything for the American people. They're going to try to investigate Trump. We may get some other stuff out of them, but Trump is already triangulating against them. He's already out there going, well, you know, Nancy, I want to work with you. And who's not going to take that deal? This is what you would expect out of a New York real estate developer. He gets out there and says, okay, this is the cards I've been dealt. I'm going to work with them. I'm going to play this hand. He's not getting, and another thing to very seriously consider, Barack Obama broke everybody's always talking about how Trump breaks the presidential protocol and decorum. Obama has been doing that too. And he broke with the decorum and protocol of a former president by getting out there in the first midterms and campaigning, and except in the deep blue areas where he didn't even have to show up, and the candidate didn't even have to show up, all they had to do was have his name on the ballot, they won. And everywhere else where it was contested, they lost. Stacey Abrams in Georgia? Lost. Gillum in Florida? Lost. Donnelly in Indiana? Lost. McCaskill? Lost. So, this was not a Democrat victory. This was a Republican loss. This was an unforced error. The Republicans showed up, got paid, got their TV time, and a lot of them will go on to other things, some sort of consultancy or something. And taking them for their word or taking them seriously is pretty silly. Now, what's going to change as far as the Second Amendment is concerned? Not much. Not much. It will happen on the state level. There's already been some cases that are going to come out, and they will end up with the Supreme Court. And Kavanaugh's sitting on it, and Gorsuch is sitting on it, and Thomas and Alito and Roberts are sitting on it. And depending on how long it takes its way to wind itself to them, we'll see. There may be another new one sitting on the Supreme Court. The Democrats, this was not a blue wave. This was not even a blue puddle. This was some blue drizzle coming down. And it would have been shocking had it not been drizzling. But it's not because of anything that the Democrats did that made them more attractive. It's because of what the Republicans failed to do in the House. So the House had to fall. If we weathered 4 years or 2 years of Obama and Pelosi and Reid, trust me, we can weather 2 years of Pelosi. Won't be fun. Well, maybe it will. I don't know. We'll find out. And we'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We'll be right back.
my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back. You got the busy throat. I hate having the busy throat. Hate it. Glad I'm not in TV, then it'd be like not having my makeup girl. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Talking about what happened this past week. Now, there is one thing that concerns me about the Democrats who did get elected. A lot of the Democrats that got elected are very hateful and ideologically closed-minded people. See, Obama is hateful and ideologically closed-minded, but he's very well spoken, and he's never honest about his plans. So it's understandable why some people would vote for him. But these new Democrats are very honest about their hate. They like to demonize Republicans with their various name-calling, like deplorables, for instance. And then they remain silent, which is sort of condoning, when in the face of calls for violence by Maxine Waters and incivility by Hillary Clinton and death to America by Louis Farrakhan, not to mention the new anti-Semites who will enter Congress in January who call for our strategic and faithful ally Israel's destruction. We should all worry about how we're going to deal with this unending divisiveness. Now, President Trump is brilliant. Now, some of the things he says sometimes, even if I was advising him, I would be sort of like, excuse me, Mr. President, are you sure you want to go that way? I can feel that way about the man, while at the same time, I still thank the Lord he's in office. But President Trump is not the cause of the Democratic hate. The cause of their hate is their lack of total power. And Trump isn't responsible for the divisiveness. This began long before him. Just like, you know, last week when I was talking about Trump didn't start the fire. And it was stoked then by 8 years by our community organizer in chief. Under Obama, we saw the ascendance of people actually coming out and calling for socialism, calling for socialistic foreign policy. And, everybody knew what he wanted to do about places like Israel. Everybody knew about the way he wanted to grow the administrative state, as well as in the federal courts. They knew it. They went along with it, too. With this new Democratic Party that Obama is in part responsible for creating through his own divisive rhetoric and policy, I worry that America is remaining a place in which we can all coexist, prosper, and be safe. Is that actually going to be a thing? When you have a lot of people in the Democratic Party embrace people like Farrakhan, or they don't denounce his language and hate, including anti-Semitism, we should worry about that. When so many ignorant people are elected to high office, idiotic people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who's simply a moron, and she knows nothing at all about the world, knows nothing about the Constitution or history, all the things you might expect from our chosen leaders and government representatives, how can we have faith that the country can remain the greatest civilization of all time? Identity politics is flourishing. Rashida Tlaib has no interest in furthering our best interests, for instance. She only cares about destroying Israel and replacing it with a Palestinian state. And she's now a congresswoman. Dianne Fine Frankenstein survived. Our new incoming Speaker of the House with a big croquet mallet, she can't form an articulate sentence. Everybody that's going to be on the House committee chair will suffer from Trump derangement syndrome, while all they care about is wielding their power to destroy his presidency and regain the White House and the Senate. When I was a kid, the Democratic Party was different. And now they're just a shell that looks like it, and the spelling is the same on the door. And as the demographics of the country change, in a lot of ways, that we may need to fear that Republicans have limited days of retaining political power in the country. There will be a backlash. We're already seeing it. The backlash with Trump was that we had both Democrats and neocons out there hating us for putting him in place. And I say us because I voted for him, too. There was Bush derangement syndrome, which was nothing compared to the Trump version, and that led to Obama, and that was primarily because under Bush, we had Persian Gulf II. Obama, with his unlawfulness and his poor economy and globalist worldview, that led to Trump. So look at who's running on the Democrat side in 2020. They're all extremists who, like Obama, want to transform America because it's not good enough the way it is today. Then you couple that with the horrible state of our higher learning institutions, which pump out the mindless dribbling Ocasio-Cortezes of the world, where anti-Semitism is not just permitted, but it's being taught. And the snowflakes who attend, and the faculty, who are mostly leftist nutcases themselves, and administrators and alumni, who have no idea how to deal with all of this, and you have a scary future. You've got a bunch of kids right now running up a bunch of college debt that they expect you to pay. Do you understand that? Then you add in a completely biased media and the death of true journalism. And, you know, for some people, they might not be optimistic about that. Don't get me wrong. Obama and Oprah and Alyssa Milano, all of the Hollywood loons, they were all ineffective for the most part. And the coming decades are going to be the problem. Coming decades. Long after I'm gone. I'll be gone before this actually begins to run its course. But I am concerned about it because this, in a few days, I'll be bouncing this little 5-year-old girl and this little 3-year-old girl and my little 2-month-old grandson, and they'll be here. And whatever is left, I will be partially responsible for leaving it for them. So I am concerned. Somebody needs to bridge the divide, and we don't have that person in place right now. Trump is not the one. He is great on policy, but his communication and diplomatic skills are lacking. Mike Pence might have that capability. Ron DeSantis will probably give Florida a term or two and then run for the presidency at some point. Nikki Haley is in the mix. Then you've got Tom Cotton, Ted Cruz. The Republican Party has a future. The problem will be, can they get elected? So, about the only way that I can think of for the youth of America to learn true value, never going to happen because I think mandatory military service should become a thing. And I think safe spaces should be outlawed. But hey, that's just me. That's just me. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Again, here we are, Gun Owners News Hour. One thing I like to point out to all of you that are gun owners, do you understand that if we all turned out and voted just on that, the gun issue is the canary in the coal mine when it comes to conservatism. If you can look at a politician and he can look you in the eye and say, I don't mind you carrying a gun around me. This is a guy that truly believes in freedom. So you can use that, but in order for us to really wield that power, we got to show up at the polls. Having said that, I have no idea how many actually showed up at the polls. So for all I know, every one of you may have shown up. But it seems to me like we could be running this country as far as picking out who we want to run the country. You know, there's 150 million of us. Only 27 million voted in the last election between the big two candidates. So I would say we could be picking out the winners and the losers, couldn't we? Forensically, this was not a blue wave. But then again, for the Republicans, they were not serving themselves shark fin soup either, because they lost the House, and it's by a very, very small margin. But having said that, if you want to ask the question, hey, Bill, who's the big loser in this election? There's a lot of you that will say, Bill, it's America. The American people are, the American people voted. So those that voted for these people wanted them. I've explained why these people were able to ascend and get some Me Too time enough to get elected. No, it wasn't America that lost. The big loser, standing out here for me, which is hilarious, was the very hard campaigning ex-president Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama. The guy who thought he was the superstar of the Democratic Party. And throwing the, you know, he threw the tradition of former presidents staying aloof from politics out the window, campaigned long and hard and loud for Democrats in the midterm, and the ones he fought the hardest for, every one of them, they lost. They lost. On the internet, amongst the young people, and, you know, it's amazing what they think of as old, because now when you get in your 30s, you're old. And all of you that are, if you're, like, if you're a YouTuber and you're in your 30s and you're thinking, my God, I'm so old, listen, I'll trade with you in a heartbeat. I'll be in my 30s and you can be in your 50s, and you let me know which is old. So, but their biggest problem is, their biggest fear is becoming irrelevant. And now, Barack Obama is politically irrelevant. He is powerless. He's an embarrassment. Also, I'm sorry about that legacy thing there, Barry. Now, he did do some easy ones, and those candidates marched right through. And they would have marched right through anyway, Obama or no Obama. Tim Kaine of Virginia, Joe Manchin of West Virginia, Jennifer Wexton of Virginia for the House, J.B. Pritzker for the Illinois governorship, a couple of minor leaguers for the House in Illinois as tag-alongs. Kaine and Pritzker, given their ties to the Obama administration, were probably favors repaid, and they ran in blue states anyway, as did the Illinois pickups. Manchin was primarily reelected on his Kavanaugh vote, so Obama, like I said, was irrelevant. Then there were the midterm campaigns that weren't the gimmies. Some very high-profile and high-media exposure ones. Joe Donnelly of Indiana. Bill Nelson of Florida for Senate. Andrew Gillum of Florida for governor. Stacey Abrams of Georgia for governor. These were the ones that Obama went hoarse campaigning for, yelling and waving his arms and his voice cracking and the speeches described as fiery, telling the voters to vote for these guys or you're going to die and go to hell. With Gillum in particular, racial appeals were a factor and Obama's presence was supposed to help. Gillum had a big media buildup about being a first black governor of Florida as an argument to draw votes, and he later cried racism to fend off corruption allegations. Adding, Obama to campaign was obviously part of the appeal. And this time the race politics identity card, this one was, you know, expired. What did Obama get out of this? One of the reasons you campaign for anybody on anybody's behalf on any given moment is for favors. But in order to get those favors, you have to succeed. You have to get them over that hump. You have to get them elected. You have to be a part of it, a palatable part of it. Well, that Obama push helped. So what did he get? He got zilch. He got zip. He got zero. He got nothing. And the voters rather noticeably rejected his appeal for votes. Because they've all been there. They've all done that. A prized and coveted Obama endorsement or campaign stop obviously isn't the election winner in a tight race it used to be. With these midterms, which were very hotly contested, they're not calling it the red wave, the blue wave. They're calling it the green wave. There's a lot of money in this. In these midterms, when it mattered the most, when there was actually a need for there to be made a difference in some way or other to separate and, you know, make something distinctive, Obama failed. He failed. So the lesson here that Democrats will surely notice is that it's largely useless to bring the former president to you. Now, here comes the problem. Obama is going to be, it's not going to be easy to get him off the stage because he truly loves the limelight. But I suspect we'll be hearing a lot less about Obama on the campaign trail, except in the easiest of races, as the reality of what happened among Democrats starts to sink in. Because, once again, the Democrats are really power hungry, you know? They don't care who they have to throw to the side. There is no loyalty on the left. On the left, if you become a liability, you are simply thrown into the meat grinder to be with the rest of the meat. Okay, you're either an asset or you're not there. Anthony Weiner, Huma Abedin as another one. Huma Abedin, of course, was Hillary Clinton's closest advisor, you know, like bestest buddy, whatever you want to call her. Married to Anthony Weiner. Anthony Weiner, Carlos Danger, he got out there and started being on Twitter. because he believed that he was not going to get caught. And then if he got caught, well, who cared? So he's sending Twitter pictures of himself and various parts of his body to underage children, and he gets put in jail. And first of all, he gets kicked out of the house where he never knew any shame. He never knew when to shut up. That dude, you couldn't take and stuff a wallet down his throat and get him to shut up. So he knew no shame. So he gets out. Then he's going to run for mayor. And then he gets shellacked as mayor of New York. And then they find all these emails on his little computer that were off of the Hillary Clinton server that were classified. Right next to his Carlos Danger body shots that he was sending out on Twitter. And do you guys sit around and think about that? Do you look at that and say, what an obvious, arrogant person this was to think that, you know, none of this mattered. And even if it did matter, big deal. I am no better than you. And that is a perfect encapsulation. Obama. Well, he's pretty good on is it Jimmy Kimmel where they read the mean tweets? He's pretty funny on that. He drops the phone. At least I will be known as a former president. Let me see how well that worked out for you as well, sir. With every president that comes in, I'm always hopeful for the country because I want the country to succeed. I live in it. I'm a citizen of the state of South Carolina and an American citizen. And every time they start to go malfeasant on me, I just want them to go away. And Trump is trying to correct a lot of things. And Obama, most of what he's trying to correct, Obama began. So, and now Obama, I think he and his wife are thinking about a Netflix series. Does the presidency mean anything to this guy? Besides, it's me, 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 me. Look at me. I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
That? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Before you move about your weekend, this is Gun Owners News Hour. I am your host, Bill Frady. Yes, I know I haven't talked a lot about guns because, the party that wants to take away your guns won an election. So I'm talking about this election because we need one of the things I learned when I was in the military is that after every operation, you do what was referred to then as an after-action review. I have noticed that the people in the military, besides the fact that they go to geographically some of the areas I've already been to in my time, they don't call none of the stuff I used to do the same thing. They don't even dress the same way. So I don't know what they call it now. But we used to call it an after-action review. Now, coming up to this, once again, you had the media machine, the polls machine, and, of course, the media machine and the political machine, and of course there was always the media machine. All of them wanted you to believe that this would be a Democratic tsunami wave. It was inevitable. Even Fox News was calling it before the majority of the states were in. They were calling it as they had their probability meter. And it was at like 81% when it was like 7 p.m. And I'm just sitting there going, straight out of the Democratic playbook. Why don't you just tell everybody no use? May as well just stay home. Don't go vote. And the entire time this was happening, it didn't go to 95% until the first time when the Democrats finally took a lead on numbers of seats. So apparently I'm just not the prognosticator that apparently the learned minds at Fox are. But anyway. The 1994 midterm election, Democratic President Bill Clinton lost 54 House seats, 8 Senate seats, and 10 governorships. 1994 was a tsunami. Oh, but it would get bigger. In the 2010 midterm elections, Democratic President Barack Obama lost 63 House seats, 6 Senate seats, and 29 governorships. This was, you know, one of those, you know, extinction-level event tsunamis. In the 2018 midterm election, Republican President Donald Trump lost about just a little more than a couple of dozen House seats, expanded his Senate seats, and the number of governorships remained split. But he won governorship races in swing states like Florida and Ohio, which will be extremely beneficial for him during his reelection in 2 years. So no tsunami in 2018. This was not a blue wave, but this was a massive expenditure of money. They pumped in extraordinary amounts of money to little or no avail. In Texas and in Georgia, the celebrities came out. They were going door to door. Hi, I'm Alyssa Milano, and I want you to vote for Beto O'Rourke because he just makes sense. And plus, he looks so good, doesn't he? I love it when he wears his blue tie. And wherever they showed up, their contenders for Senate and governorships lost. The left and the media are going to spin this as a major win. Historically, looking at it, though, when you look at the evidence, it is not. And we'll hear about this for 2 years. We'll hear about how great a win it was, and that will be primarily to camouflage the fact that we the Democrats in the House aren't doing anything. So this is a small margin takeover. But what does this mean? Because, there has to be some meaning to this. There has to be some silver lining to this, right? The problem, for me especially, was that for the first time in history, the Republicans at large were never behind 100% President Trump. And the House Republicans, where there's more of them, they were never loyal to him 100%. Many of them were rhinos and never Trumpers and moderates, and not on the same page with the president's policies anyway. And I was just talking with my producer, Brad. The policies on the left are so extreme that in order for us just to simply get back to the middle, whoever comes in and is in power on the right, in the conservative side, has to yank the steering wheel so hard to the right that seems extreme just for us to meander back to being normal. That's what we face today. Now, these moderates, these never-Trumpers, these rhinos, a lot of them decided not to run. And led by the biggest of the rhinos out there that I could think of is Paul Ryan. Now, does this prove loyalty to the president? I don't think so. They chose to abandon the president and abdicate from their responsibility to sustain a solid reformation of the American society. It was right there. It was right there. Everybody that sits out there and decries the whole power of the incumbency thing, well, that would have played to our favor here. Still doesn't make it good, I know that. But here, they made a choice to abandon ship when it wasn't sinking. The problem was that they were used to promising their voters for years that they would get things done. And then Trump comes along, and Trump's not a politician. So Trump doesn't understand how to not get things done. He's a real estate developer in the hardest real estate market in the United States. Getting a food truck in New York City is difficult because of all the regulations you got to run through. I know a guy that has a food truck in New York. I'm talking about you, Marty. Trump comes along. He knows how to negotiate that kind of environment. So he's been negotiating that politically the same way. When he came in and showed how easy that was to actually do, all these guys that have been promising for years that we would do this if we only had this, well, they looked bad, and they began to hate him for that. So many of their seats, of the ones of the abdicators and the abandoners, were won by Democrats who managed to get a small majority in the House. Now, the good news is that the rest of the Republicans that remain in office are now more loyal to the president, and he can rely on him. There will be no more Paul Ryans, no more Bob Cokers, no more Jeff Flakes. And there's other good news, too. After all this post-election euphoria, when Nancy reaches into her closet and pulls out her big croquet mallet-sized gavel, the House Democrats are going to discover that they are not so united anymore after they get the power in the lower chamber. How will the newly elected Democratic former military members, how are they going to get along with their wacko socialist colleagues? That's going to be fascinating to watch that one. And while the Republican prima donnas will disappear due to the party's expansion in the Senate, there will be new Democratic prima donnas emerging in the House. And not all of them are going to want Nancy Pelosi as the Speaker of the House. Not all of them will side unanimously with their party colleagues when legislation is about to pass. Not all of them will demonize Trump 24/7. And definitely not all of them will automatically reject bipartisan deals. So the near future is going to be telling us if, in the end, the temporarily euphoric Democrats will want to take their new job seriously and legislate, or if they're going to continue to resist while they are in power and investigate. And just like with Kavanaugh, this migrant caravan still going on, just like with that, America is going to monitor their two-year performance very closely. And Americans turned out to be good sense people, didn't they? They voted for Trump, and guess what? They wanted jobs, not mobs. They want Kavanaugh, not caravans. And they wanted results. They didn't want to resist. So, in the end, as you look at this, if you pull back, I have a drone, which is, you know, basically a flying camera. And sometimes with the drone, I want to get real close in, and I want to see exactly what I'm looking at. But then sometimes I want to see a wider view, and I want to see what's around what I'm looking at, and I want to see what's influencing what I'm looking at. So if you pull back and look at a bigger picture, right? Pull back and look at a bigger picture. Take a moment and calm down. You'll see that there's plenty of reasons for Republicans not to be too pessimistic, and the Democrats really should not be too very optimistic. They won because of uncontested areas. That's what they won because of. Trump understands this political game quite well. I mean, he understands that everything has moved people in the way things are done now is all based in a lot of cases on the judiciary, and he took care of that. The Senate understands, and they persevere. So we'll be monitoring. And we'll be back next week. And everybody stay safe. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.